Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle's takeover saga has taken another huge twist, with there being doubts over whether the Saudi Arabia-backed bid will be given the go-ahead by the Premier League. There are now reports that the American entrepreneur in Henry Maris is upping his pursuit of buying the club. It was revealed that he lodged a rival bid of £350 million a month ago, but it now appears as though his interest in the club is materialising. Bloomberg, who broke the news of a potential takeover at Sunderland earlier in the year, had some news to share on the Magpies. They claimed that Maris was now preparing a charm offensive to disrupt the Saudis and try and swoop in to steal the club himself. It's believed that the businessman is now pushing forward with his £350 million bid and has even hired a PR firm in Britain to help with proceedings. Meanwhile, Newcastle are said to be eyeing up the signing of Sheffield United's Chris Basham as his contract at Bramall Lane runs down. Basham has just a year left on his deal with the Blades, and Newcastle now feel they can land him in a potential bargain deal this summer. Basham is capable of covering at either centre-back or in midfield, and would surely firm up the Magpies' defence even further. And finally, Newcastle are facing a centre-back crisis ahead of their trip to Brighton on Monday. Swiss star Fabian Schär has become the latest concern for Steve Bruce, suffering a dislocated shoulder in the defeat to Tottenham on Wednesday, and he's expected to be out for the rest of the season. Jamal Lascelles is also unlikely to play again this term after undergoing surgery on his ankle, while Kieran Clarke is still recovering from an ankle injury of his own. Florian Lejeune could well return, but Bruce admits he's short of options ahead of the trip to Falmer, with midfield duo Isaac Hayden and Sean Langstaff also set to miss out. That's all for now. We'll have more later.